It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
You see that? So when the Bible says, keep your heart or guard your heart with all diligence, he's saying, be careful what you hear, watch what you're looking at, and guard your thoughts. I want to make sure that my thoughts line up with the word, right? Because the scripture says, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are holy, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of virtue and praise, think on these things. He tell you what to think on. He will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So perfect peace comes from a mind that's totally devoted to God, that he's got all your attention, right? So this parable is about what you do, what happens after you hear. And let me tell you something. You see, when you hear and don't understand what you've heard, then Satan come. And Jesus said, he steal that word out of your heart. That's why people can come to church, and 10 minutes after the service, you say, what did the pastor preach on? They say, was you there? Yeah. You stayed for the whole service? Yeah. What did he say? What was the title of the message? You know, I don't remember, but it sure was good. It sure was good. Boy, the service was so good. You know, you go in the restaurant, we had a service day. What's the pastor preach on? Let me see. He said something about hearing. He preached on about hearing, how important it is to hear. See, the devil's a, see, when you hear the word, something's going to happen in the spirit. That's why when you're hearing, the devil do all he can to stop you from hearing in the first place. Because if you don't hear, the word can't get in you. And if the word ain't in you, you ain't going to have no faith. And if you ain't got no faith, you can't please God.
That's right, amen.
He said, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and don't understand it, that means that they don't take time to meditate on the word they heard. You may not understand it while I'm preaching it to you, but that's the reason why you take notes and I need to get the CD, I need to go back home and listen, I need to get the understanding. So I hear this again and again till understanding come. And Satan can't get the word. But if you walk out and say, well, I don't know what pastor's talking about, I just don't understand it. Well, he got that. And if you're not going to make any effort to hear what's being said and ask the Holy Spirit to help you, to teach you what was being said, then Satan got it and that word can't profit you. Because you no longer have it. If you can't remember it, and if you haven't written it down, you can't remember it, then that word cannot profit you. So if I want my faith to be strong, I got to really be a disciplined hearer. I got to pay attention. That's one of the reasons why we don't allow distractions in the sanctuary. See, some people think that church mean, put me out because my baby crying. We ain't being mean. You got people sitting around you, and now, that's right. I'll give you $20 after this. Hey, Camille, I've got $20 for you right after this service here. You couldn't have timed it better. Y'all, and you see what didn't happen? All y'all look back there, didn't you? Y'all stop listening to me. get that child some money. I'm gonna get that child some money when this service is over. I'm gonna bless that parent. Boy, that's illustrated right there. Illustrated sermon. I think I can quit. I think I can just go home right now. Y'all got it. How many of y'all got it? Then you understand. You understand why we don't allow a lot of stuff going on in here. Cause when you're preaching, how can they believe unless they hear? So you can't have people all around them just distracting and rattling paper and walking and running and hollering and screaming and stuff. Cause there's somebody next to you that God may be trying to get a word to. So when we understand that about one another, then we are not angry about these things because we understand the principle of what's going on. Okay, Jesus talked about somebody hear the word and immediately with joy they receive it, like y'all receiving it so good. So the devil say, can't steal that one. Because joy helps that word get down in your spirit. That humor, that joy, when you got joy, you receive more when you're happy, right? When you sad, you mad at somebody, you know you get mad at home, get in an argument at home before you get here. You almost gonna shut down. When you come here, I don't want to hear nothing Pastor got to say today. I just, boy, I hope he don't teach on family. Please, Lord, don't let him talk on walking in love. I ain't for all that today. See, they're shut down already. They ain't hearing nothing. And they're sitting there saying, now, if he say this, I'm going to say this. If she say this, I'm going to say this. If she do this, I'm going to do this. And you hear, but you ain't here. And the devil's won a victory. Because he kept you from hearing the word that was going to produce faith in your heart.
That's right.
Jesus said to me, with joy, they received the word. Everybody leave here happy. Glory to God. The devil said, couldn't steal it. So maybe a little persecution, maybe a little trouble. Maybe we just have a little things go haywire in their life. They're going to forget about what they heard. And they will begin to focus on their problem. So he said persecution arise or affliction because of the word. You see why these things come? They come to get the word from you after you've heard it. So then they get the word on the inside. They're going along real good. And the devil said, couldn't stop them there. Let me put some cares in their life. Or let me bring a distraction and get them caught up in pleasure. Or let them get them pursuing money and riches and things. Let me divert their attention away from God so that they don't have time to come no more. You're not somebody to get a new house. They've been believing God for it. I mean, they praise God. I got the new house. And you say, where they at? Oh, we had to clean our furniture. And, you know, we sleeping in today enjoying this blessing. Or you get a new car, you walking, ride, hitchhiking to church, get a new car. I say, where they at? Oh, they at the car wash. They, boy, y'all helping me today. Drew, I'm gonna give you something too. They at the car wash across the street, Pastor. It doesn't even work. That's what you be doing, crazy stuff. At a car wash don't even work. Missing the word. Well, I'm going out of town now. Everybody say years ago.
Years ago.
Years ago. We helped a lady buy a car. And then I stopped seeing her. We bought a car. I said, well, where's she at? She in Atlanta. She in Atlanta this weekend. Oh, okay. Is she coming back to church? Well, I don't know. She visiting around now. She got some wheels.
Ooh,
You remember that? Couldn't hardly get her to come back. God bless. See, that's what the devil do. He said, now she's getting the word, and because she was hearing the word and God saw faithfulness and everything, and God give you things on credit, he know, listen, he already know when he bless you, you're going to mess up next week. He already saw next week. He said, bless them right now. I'm going to show them how good I am. They're going to backslide next week. Maybe they won't if I'll help them here. So he sends cares and problems, family problems, financial problems, physical problems, cares of this life come on you that occupy all your thinking. You get a bad doctor's report. You can't pay a bill. You get in a mess with a family member. And you wake up in the morning, you go to bed with it at night, you think about it all day long, and then you don't have time for the word. And Jesus said, those are the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, and the pleasures of this life choke the word, and it become unfruitful. But then thank God for that other group, this last group of people. He said they hear the word of God, and they bring forth fruit with patience. That means they weather all the storms. The cares come. They have the same trials. The cares come. The pleasures try to distract them, but they maintain their focus because they've taken time to cultivate their heart, and they will not allow their affection for God to go cold. And they say, well, come hell or high water, I'm going to be in church. Come hell or high water, I'm going to speak God's word. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to stay in faith. I'm going to trust God. You know, I'll go down swinging, trusting God. I ain't turning my back on God. He's been too good to me. And you know what? And then Jesus said, they're going to bring forth fruit, and you're going to see it. Now, the fruit don't always show up right then. But I guarantee the fruit does show up, because he said they bring forth fruit because the Holy Ghost is right there helping them.
Amen.
So you can't give up. And you got to constantly be hearing the word. If you got a challenge in your life, then what I would do, if I found myself being tempted in a certain area a lot, it just seemed like temptation coming out. I ain't thinking about just temptation, just keep showing up. You know what I do? I get in the word in that area. And I build myself back up and say, you know what? The devil's trying to pull me off into that area there. Let me strengthen myself in that area where I have faith to resist him in this area. And I ain't going down that road. If I have symptoms in my body, you know, I get up early and I say, all right, let me get in these healing scriptures. You know what am I doing? I need to hear. So when I read the word, I read it out loud. Because faith comes how?
By hearing.
So I'm going to say it out loud. I'm going to thank God for it. I'm going to praise him for it because I know what his will is. His will is for me to be well. So I'm going to resist this thing here. And I'm not going to lose my focus on God. In fact, I'm going to get closer to him. My faith not going to take a nosedive. My faith going to take a soar up. My faith ain't taking a nosedive. I'm going to let my faith keep soaring. I'm going to keep trusting God in the spite of contradictory circumstances. You got to hear the word. It is the second principle of faith. Right behind you establishing the word as your source and your guide for life, as the foundation of your life, as the anchor of your soul. The next most important thing is hearing. And that's why there are so many scriptures on the Bible that say, hear, hear, hear.